Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. You're about to listen to an extract from the Zoom press conference of the competition film Nomadland by Chloe Zhao with Frances McDormand. So how did the project begin?
And I think it began with the book Nomadland, written by Jessica Bruder, which is a nonfiction journalistic study of the movement. And a friend of mine, Peter Spears, who's also a producer on the film, sent it to me. I read it. He said, should we option it? And I said, why not? And then soon after that, I saw The Rider at the Toronto Film Festival 3 years ago. Loved it. Wanted to meet Chloe Zhao. Wanted to find out more about her films, and we did, and then that, and it all happened.
Chloe, you grew up in cities in China, in the UK, in the US, yet all your films are set in the American West and on the road.
I think I was in my late 20s, and I was feeling a little lost. And historically, when people feel lost, they go west, and that's what I did. And growing up in Beijing, I was always fantasized about Mongolia and the plains, and I think being in New York, that's what South Dakota was to me. So that's how I went there for the first time.
Can you talk to us about working together on this project?
So there were only 25 of us. I was the oldest at 61, and I think our youngest was maybe 24. And we traveled together over 5 months, over seven states. And we became like an organism. It worked really tight. Everybody had crossed department lines whenever something was needed, and the work got done. And we were also able, because of that, to move very swiftly and improvisationally when necessary, and kind of live in the community of the van dwellers in a way that wasn't disruptive, but kind of cohesive. And we played the game of what if. What if I was really one of them? Right, Chloe?
Yeah. And in those games of what ifs, we spent a lot of time together, just the two of us as well. And it's like, what if a foreigner has to make a sandwich in the van? Where would she sit? What kind of bread? What if Fern has to use the bathroom in the van? Where will she use her bucket? How will she hide her bucket? What kind of cat litter will she use in the bucket?
You both have already worked with non-actors. How was this time?
I've worked with other directors who work with non-professionals, but not in the way Chloe does. It was probably more synthesized in her method of filmmaking, but it wasn't difficult because it was much more about honoring the process of a person's life rather than the process of making a movie. So we were just present inside other people's lives. We weren't trying to disrupt their lives. We were trying to penetrate the truth of their lives.
Yeah, I think once it's really about setting up an ecosystem. And every time, you know, my first and second film, they might seem similar, but there was a very different ecosystem we set up to allow kids or young cowboys to exist. And in this case, it's about, you know, getting friend to blend in and us now looking like a big Hollywood production, and then also working with the nomads and their schedule because they're not always stationary. It's very different than making a film on one reservation. So in the producing stage to set up an ecosystem that works, and once we get on the road, things actually happen very organically.
And it was successful for me because in one town we were in Nebraska, I went to the local Target to buy a couple things, and I was offered employment. I was offered a form to fill out if I wanted to get some permanent or temporary employment at the Target. So I went back to Chloe and said, it's working.
And you've been listening to an extract from the Zoom press conference of the competition film Nomadland at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.